Greetings and blessings, friends. I would like to dedicate this Torah and Avoda toward the memory and soul uplifting of my dear friend, mentor, and sheikh, who left his body this time last year, Dr. Ibrahim Baba Farajaje, who Zichrona Livracha, Aleph Shalom, peace and blessings be upon him. May his secret be sanctified. The anniversary of his wedding with the beloved, called Urs by the dervishes, which is basically the same as a yard site, was this past Friday. May his memory continue to inspire and uplift, and may his blessing ever increase. Have you ever had the experience of being angry at someone who was serving you? Well, a friend of mine gave me a little testimonial about this. He was in a restaurant, and the wait person took a really, really long time to bring him his meal, and didn't even come by to check in or apologize for the long wait. So as he sat there waiting and waiting, getting more and more angry, he began plotting some really mean thing to say to the wait person. Suddenly, a thought occurred to him. Hold on a minute, he says to himself. I've never been hungry in my whole life. In fact, I pretty much have been able to go out to eat whenever I want to. I generally have much more than I need, and I've never lived in a land where there was any war or famine. I'm basically healthy, and so on and so forth. And here I am getting so mad just because I have to wait a little longer for my dinner. Now, this was like a mini spiritual awakening for him, and as his anger evaporated, he made the choice not only to be nice, but to give the wait person a blessing and a really big tip as well. I love this story not only for the spiritual transformation that occurs, but because it's an example of what can happen when we open up to deeper and deeper levels of truth. Have you ever been angry or resentful or judgmental, and you justify it by saying, "Hey, this is my truth. This is how I really feel." Okay, so on one level, it's good to acknowledge how you really feel and what your truth is, and maybe you're totally justified in feeling that way. But the transformation in the story doesn't negate the truth of the situation. It simply expands beyond it into a wider truth, a wider context within which those feelings of anger were arising. And within that broader context, the ego is unmasked and unplugged. There's a wonderful story in the Talmud along these lines in Brachot 10a. It says, Hanhu Biryune, there were some boors or gangsters, Bishvavute de Rabbi Meir, who would hang out in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir, and they would taunt him and abuse him so much that he prayed they should all die. Along comes his wife, Beruria, who says, My datach, is there a reason? How could you pray such a thing? Rabbi Meir answers, Mishum dichtiv, because it says in Psalm 104, verse 35, Itamu chataim, let sinners die. Beruria answered back, But does this verse say chotim, which would mean sinners? No, the word is chataim, which really doesn't mean sinners, but rather that which causes people to sin, namely the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, or today we might call it the ego. Then she doesn't stop there, but she says, go down to the end of the verse where it says, Urshaim od einam, and let the wicked be no more. Now, if all the sinners were to die, would that mean that there would never be any wicked people ever again? Of course not, because anyone in any future generation could easily become wicked at any time. Therefore, in order for the wicked to truly be no more, the psalmist must be praying not that wicked people should die, but that the underlying cause of wickedness should die. So Ela, rather, you should pray for rachamim, for mercy on these people, that they should do teshuva, which means turning. In other words, just like the guy in the restaurant, their consciousness should make a U-turn to see themselves clearly and become free from the forces of ego in which they are ensnared. So how do we make this U-turn in consciousness, this teshuva, to unplug the antics of the ego? One way is to emulate the process in the story. Really look at what narrative underlies your feelings. In the restaurant story, there was a self-centered narrative that wait people should bring me my dinner right away, and that's what I'm paying them for, something like that. So then bring in a different, wider narrative. In the case of the story, it was the narrative of gratitude. There was so much blessing that it became totally inappropriate to complain. And this, of course, is also one of the functions of prayer, to practice reframing your experience in wider and wider contexts so that you become an embodiment of wisdom rather than ego. And as you widen your point of view, you can ultimately come to see that everything happening arises as a manifestation of reality or God, and ultimately God is all there is. So there's no longer any me to complain or feel entitled to anything. These two different levels are hinted at by the verse from Ashrei in Psalm 145, Poteach et yadecha umaspia lechoch haratzon. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of all life. So on one hand, this verse is acknowledging all the blessing that's coming to you as a gift. Poteach et yadecha, you open your hand, umaspia lechoch haratzon, and you satisfy the desire of all life. At the same time, the words chochai, all life, are also God, since God is the reality of all being, the che ha'olamim, the life of all worlds. So on this level, God is the giver and the receiver, and there's nothing but God, nothing but reality, nothing but beingness, nothing but what is. So let's chant this verse together, and then we'll go into some meditation. So this chant has three parts to it, just like the IJM practice. When we chant, Poteach et yadecha, you open your hand, there's a sense of receiving all the gifts that are coming to you. And if you're alive, then that's a gift. So you don't have to go very far to try to figure out what your gifts are. Poteach et yadecha, you might even want to put your hand on your heart for that part. Umaspia lechol chai ratzon. You satisfy the desire of all life. So then you can bring your left hand to your belly and feel the shefa of blessing flowing into your body. That's your life energy and your breath and the movement of your blood and the inner energy field of your body. So this is basically gratitude in the first part of the chant. Then we're going to chant Kol Chai, Kol Chai, Kol Chai, and that means all life, all life, all life. Then we're going to the place of Achdut, the place of unity, realizing that your body and your heart and all of your experience is all part of one reality, one experience, and all of that is what we call Hashem. So at that point, we go beyond the sense of thank you for what I'm receiving, and we are simply aware of the one experience. The receiver and the giver are just one reality. And so we're going to move between the heartful, prayerful space and the non-dual, achdut, unity place. So the first part, if you want to put your hand on your heart and on your belly, goes like this. Yeah. awareness of all reality. Once again, connecting through those three portals, hand on your heart, gratitude, and offering your attention to this moment with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly, connecting with your body, feeling into your hips and down into your legs, down into your feet, and up into your chest, your heart, your shoulders, relaxing any tension, down into your arms and fingers, into your face and your skull, and resting your awareness on the flow of your breathing. Chanting Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. Bringing your right hand to your forehead, becoming aware of the open space of this moment of consciousness, of reality within which everything is unfolding. Vinishma. Vinishma. And chanting Atahu. Atahu. Atahu in your mind, letting your mind rest in the vibration of the words, also letting your awareness rest in the flow of your breathing, and we'll sit together for 7 minutes. Once again, bringing your hand to your heart, offering your attention, your openness to this moment as it is with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly, connecting with your body and with your breathing. Na'ase. Na'ase. And right hand to your forehead, aware of the awareness itself, which is not separate from anything within your experience. V'nishma. V'nishma. Atahu. Until next time, many blessings.